evening. Welcome back to Kiss God Radio, right here on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. Y'all, I'm Pastor P, and I'll be your chauffeur for this evening. I'm going to take you to where you need to go. I'm going to be your tour guide. How about that? And I'm going to show you how you can have a better life through Jesus Christ. I thank you for being with me for the next best 30 minutes of your day. I pray that you had a wonderful day and finding that peace within. You know, y'all, what we really need? More than anything, we need peace. All right. So I need you to sit back, relax. We'll be right back with more of Kiss God Radio. Everybody, before I dive into my session, I want you to check me out on YouTube for my new series, Faith Reps. We read, we expound on what I read, and we pray. It's sessions on faith, exercising those faith muscles. So check me out on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm trying to help people to believe better, to receive greater. So go ahead and do that. Leave me a comment. Check one of them out tonight, if you don't mind. Let me know that Faith Reps is helping you and make a difference. Also, follow me on Facebook, all right? And upcoming Kiss God Live, so I can see your comments and we can interact a little bit. Working on that. Some great things are coming your way, all right? And y'all, I got something to say. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for this wonderful platform, loveradionetwork.com. I thank you for those that are listening tonight. I ask you to bless them, their families, their finances, just their entire life. Help me to say something to them tonight that will propel them into their destiny. Grant me the tongue of the learned to add peace to their life. Lord God, we thank you for what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. This morning I woke up with you on my mind, and I began to think about what I wanted to say. And it seems like a thought came to me, and I'm going to take you to a verse of Scripture, just one verse, and we're going to take it from there. So I hope that you're ready. And any time that you listen to Kiss God, you should come with a pad and a pencil and even a Bible. You know, sometimes I give a text, sometimes I don't. But always, because it's just something to do to carry the Word of God with you. Again, Kiss God is learning how to love God, love yourselves, and loving others the right way. And the Bible is our foundation. God is our object. But I'm going to take you to the Songs of Solomon, better known as Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 4. All right, so I hope that you're ready. Hey, listen, text somebody right now, call somebody right now, email, tell them Kiss God is on loveradionetwork.com, and you need to be here with us and join us tonight. Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 4, reads like this: The Beloved, O my love, you are as beautiful as Tarza. Lovely as Jerusalem. Awesome as an army with banners. So far, the scripture. Tonight's message is, what is your name? What is your name? I see why God gave me this tonight, as we have been dealing with the relationships, been dealing with a woman and a man, you know, not harping on it, but Brittany and Steve, right? We still dealing with Brittany and Steve? Lord have mercy. There's always in life, there's a Brittany and Steve around. And so what we're trying to do is to educate, empower people. So we don't rush through this because it's a part of life, right? But it would seem a conundrum that such little attention and value is placed on the meaning of a name. And I usually make it a point to ask each person I meet what their name means. 9 times out of 10, they give a clueless look, and they say something like, well, I don't know. And another common response might be, you know, I read the meaning once, but I really don't remember. And for most in this, our culture, and some really holds no power, no meaning, no value. And we should pay attention to what our name is, what our names mean. It is important that you understand that names are very powerful, and they have everything to do with identification and description. So when this came to me, it has everything to do also with behavior. Now, when I looked at this text, I want you to stay with me, please. When I looked at this verse of scripture, this is not a Bible class, but it is Kiss God. I want you to notice 3 things, and I'm talking to everybody tonight. I'm talking to everybody tonight. The beloved, oh my love. Watch this. 3 things that he says you are. Putting a name on it. The beloved, oh my love. You are as one. Beautiful as Tarza. 2, lovely as Jerusalem. 3, awesome as an army with banners. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship you're in. I want you all to know that I'm talking to you, that you're beautiful, you're lovely, and you're awesome. It's not that other folks begin to tell you who you are and what's your name. You better know your own name. You know you and who you are and whose you are. God already spoke it. Who are you? I'm beautiful. What's your name? Lovely. And what are you? I'm awesome. These are characteristics that describe who you are. Now watch this. The Bible says you are as beautiful as Tarza. So, of course, went to the text. Tarza is a Hebrew meaning. That means she is my delight. That's what you are to God. You are his delight. And any relationship, brothers, I'm going to get to you in a minute. Any relationship that you are in, you're coming into it as God's delight. That's who you are. So nothing in that relationship should ever change who you are. God is saying, you're beautiful. You're lovely. You are awesome. That's who you are. You are God's delight. It's a biblical city in the Bible. Beautiful. And God is already telling you that that's who you are and that nothing else should change that. Again, your name identifies and it describes. But what happens in relationships when people get angry, when they get upset, when people don't like you anymore, when people walk away from you, when those friends that used to call you kind don't want to call you that no more, when they used to say, oh, you were so nice, awesome, beautiful man of God, woman of God, and all of this. And now something has happened. They no longer look at you as that. But guess what? God's name for you, my brother and sister, has never changed. It doesn't matter what you have done. God's name for you is still the same. God never reneges on his children. Never reneges on his children. Watch this. I have another verse of scripture I want you to understand, and I'm saying this to everybody. Listen to me. The Bible says in Isaiah 49 and 16. I love this part. 49 and 16, it says, see, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. You all remember when, back in the days, before there were cell phones, that you would, you know, walk up to a young man would walk up to a girl, whether she was leaving school and she had her books in her hand, and he walks up to her and says, hi, you know, my name is so-and-so, and I would like to take you out. You know, you're going to the prom. I would like for you to go with me to the prom. And you know, she's smiling. So, you know, he's got her attention. And the last thing he says, you know, by the way, what's your name? And so what she does, she takes his hand. She turns it over. She pulls the pen out. And she writes her name and her telephone number in the palm of his hand. There's no paper for you to throw away. It's in the palm of your hand. Back in those days, you know, when that happened, the brothers didn't wash their hands until they got that number somewhere safe. Because you never want a woman to know that you forgot her number, nor forgot her name. And so think about that. The Bible says, I have inscribed you. Here's the beginning of that relationship. I've inscribed you on the palm of my hand. You are in the palm of God's hand. Your name is written in the palm of God's hand. So he can constantly remember you. God's hand is on you, which means he's constantly calling your name out. Beautiful. Lovely, handsome, elegant, awesome. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A name is a term that's used for identification by an external observer. They can either identify a class or a category of things or a single thing, either uniquely or within a given context. That name causes you to also, it's related to your character, your behavior. So the Jews, hear me out, the Jews would name their children based on their character. Are you with what I'm saying? So watch this. Genesis 32, verse 27 to 28. We talked about this before. Matter of fact, Dr. Jamal Bryant brought this in. But he said unto him, what is your name? This is the text. He said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob, Verse 28 says, and he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have what? Struggled with God, the behavior. Because you struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Your name has changed. God has named you. Now, I'm thinking now, because I used to just call, I'd just say Paul A. Dean. Paul A. Dean. You know, what was the A? A is for Anthony. But then I realized when my brother Mike was talking to me, it must be Mike's day, I talked about Mike during Miracle Morning. I'm talking about Mike again on Kiss God Radio. But Mike was saying why my name was called Anthony, because of Anthony the great Christian monk. And I began to really study him when my brother said that. And from that day on, I go by Paul Anthony Dean. Not Paul A. Dean, but Paul Anthony Dean. My mother called me Paul because of the struggle that I went through in her womb. Because I wasn't supposed to be here. She wasn't supposed to be here. The doctors gave an ultimatum and said either your baby lives or you live. My mother, thanks be unto God for my mom, my mother said, take my child, cause my child to live. I lived my life. And we are both here. The choice that she made to save her son, we're both here today. And she called me Paul. Because of the struggle that Paul went through and still preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let out of a window in a basket. Bitten by a snake. Persecuted. But he stood and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's your name? And one of the things that you have to understand is that people, if you don't know your name, people will try to label you. And that's what I'm here to tell you. Know your name, not what other people are labeling you. You are a king, my brother. Act like it. Walk like it. Queen, my sister. You all are chosen. You're phenomenal. She is the light. He is awesome. Unique. What's your name? Forgiven. What's your name? Precious. What's your name? Because of what you did, it doesn't make you that. Because of what I did, doesn't make, it doesn't mean that that's who I am. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And people will be so quick. I've seen something on Facebook today. It disturbed my peace. Listen to me. It disturbed my peace. There's a young lady who's going on to be with the Lord. I won't even say her name. Going on to be with the Lord. And somebody posted it. And I was looking at the comments. And one of the comments said, I pray God forgave her for her sins. And pray she's with the Lord. I thought that was so inconsiderate. Such a low blow. People are so quick to call you out your name, to judge you, to cast you into hell, when the Bible specifically says, he without sin, let him cast the first stone. So when I seen that, you know I wanted to comment, you know, but it just wasn't the platform to do that. So I just said my condolences and praying for the family. But deep down inside, it just aggravated me so much. And people are so quick to call you out your name and just say certain things about, you know, I understand that there's freedom of speech. And I understand that there are certain stations on XM radio and all that kind of stuff, and that they got, you know, They got R&B, they got hip hop, they got all this stuff. You know, they got Christian gospel, jazz. All. I just happened to turn to the station hip hop one time, and Lord have mercy. Now I'm from the street, so I know what time it is. I understand this type of language, but I've heard the names hoes, dogs, bees. B-I-T-C-H, thugs, all of these names that these women and men were using, calling other people these names. I heard a song and I was like, where's my bees at? And you heard the girls in the background, right here, right here. Where my bees at? Right here, right here. Megan Thee Stallion, Megan Thee Stallion. Everybody knows Megan Thee Stallion. Maybe everybody don't know Megan Thee Stallion, but nevertheless, she has a song that's called B-I-T-C-H. 56,202,849 hits on that. She says, I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H. Because that's what you're going to call me when I'm tripping anyway. You hear what I'm saying to you? That's what you're going to call me. So is that what you feel you are? A female dog? A fox? Is that what you have decided to be? Kendrick Lamar, this is what our young people are listening to. Kendrick Lamar. He has a song out that's called B, Don't Kill My Vibe. But he, watch this. He starts off with a prayer. He's talking to the Lord in this song in the beginning. But he says, B, don't kill my vibe. He's talking to the women. Don't kill my vibe. Rihanna has another song, has a song out, B, Better Have My Money. You're naming people. And this, watch this, y'all. To those in the street, this is normal language, language that has now identified a woman. Brothers, my dog, that's my dog. Unless I am on the floor and I am crawling on my hands and my knees, unless I am barking, dog is not my name. B is not... Ladies, that's not your name. You're not dumb. You're not stupid. You're not a jerk. You're not an a-hole. That's not your name. You don't answer to it. What is your name? I'm lovely. I'm beautiful. I'm awesome. I'm a king. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying to you? Please hear. Because we answer to this. And in the street, this has become the norm. Don't let the street get into your spirit. Don't let the street get into your heart. I don't care how much you love him, love her. You don't allow nobody to label you. You take the label off of what God gave you and put their label on your chest. Take that label off and call yourself beautiful. Call yourself lovely. Call yourself awesome. Smart. I don't care how you look at me. No matter what, I get what I did or what you may have did or what we did, what they did. God is still looking at you as beautiful. His child. Chosen. Royal priesthood. Phenomenal. Care what you say? God looks at me and still calls. My name is in the palm of his hand. I'm asking you, what's your name? Don't cause a man to turn your behavior. Brothers, don't. I get it. But you're not a dog. Don't act like a dog. Don't behave like a dog. Talk. Don't bark. Are you kidding me? Be respectful. Be honorable. Walk like a king and treat her like a queen. Y'all, my time is up. Good God, and I thank you for yours. I'm just trying to say, what is your name? It's your character, it's your behavior. What you did, that's not who you are. Are you hearing me? Care what they call you. Don't answer. Do not answer. All right. Did I say my time is up? And I thank you for yours. All right. All right. All right. Listen, join me again next week. I have so much more. Again, follow me on Facebook. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. I'm just so full right now. What I want to say, I got so much more to say about this. Don't let that language change who you are. God bless you. Heaven smiled upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Y'all check out this song, Charlie Rock, Slow It Down. Take us to the bridge. Yeah, oh.
I'm no longer bound by what I used to be. The memories got me hurting. Can't believe that I turned my back on you. I'm stronger now than I ever was, all because of your Holy Spirit living inside of me. And when my heart's torn in two and I'm trying to live for you, then let that still small voice remind me of these words. Yeah. There's no better way to really say I love you than to do what you say,
do what you say
every day. There's no better day to start again than right here, right now. 'Cause I want to be a place where you feel right at home. I'm really trying to tell you how I'm feeling. Really trying to put it into words, yeah. Oh Lord, you know what happens in my mind, yeah. You know I'm trying to make things work. So many tussles in my mind, but I'm winning. I'm feeling weak, but my spirit stay willing. It's all a part of my story, though. I'm gonna lean on your love, I know. And when my heart's torn in two and I'm trying to live for you, and let that still small voice remind me of these words. Yeah. There's no better way to really say I love you than to do what you say,
do what you say
every day. There's no better day to start again than right here, right now. 'Cause I want to be place where you feel right at home.
To me say
I love you than to do what you say,
do what you say
every day. Oh,
there's no better day,
no better day
to start again,
right now. 'Cause I want to be, Lord, a place where you feel right at home. Yeah, I want you to feel right at home, Lord Jesus.